Sefer Vayikra, Parshat Tazria, on the messiness of skin. In Parshat Tazria, we learn all about Sarat, the biblical skin disease commonly called leprosy. It's clear from the Parsha that this disease must be taken seriously, and that the goal is to restore the afflicted person back to health and to communal participation. We see in this Parsha, and we know from experience, that it's sort of a blessing and a curse to live inside of human skin. It's protective, but it's also vulnerable. It's beautiful, but it's also a source of self-consciousness. Strangely, the Jewish tradition tells us that it didn't always have to be this way. It's taught that Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, before they were punished for eating the fruit, had skin consisting entirely of the material of fingernails. Afterward, this layer was removed, and it says in Genesis, God made garments of skins for Adam and his wife and clothed them. The only hard surface that remained was our fingernails and toenails. And so at Havdalah, we're holding our fingers to the light. We're yearning for the return to Gan Eden, a return to that protective coat. That makes us ask ourselves, though, do we really want to live inside a firm and flexible shell? How would we do all the things that we love to do? Walking around in a suit of armor might be miserable. Of course, our current skin is a problem because it's vulnerable. It protects us, but not particularly well. It gets cut easily. It can get cancer. We're prone to overinvesting in skin-deep beauty and using these standards to judge others. And then, of course, there's the evil of racism. By becoming consumed with skin, we're living in a world of lies, misperception, surface-level judgments. Maybe when we long for that protective coat, it's not just that we're longing for more security, but also longing for a little bit of a barrier in terms of how we're seen primarily through our skin. But do we really want to return to putting up more barriers between people? Lacking the mobility we have in our skin, living in a hard shell? Nails, like our hair, are the dead parts of our bodies. There's no feeling in them. That's why there's a special hand wash after haircuts and nail cuts, because we're removing death from our living body. But by living in soft skin, we're living in something that is vulnerable, but also something that is alive. We know what it means to clothe ourselves, to want to make ourselves appear a certain way. But what does it mean in a spiritual sense to think of other protections, of seeing into our essence? Ultimately, our goal must be to see beyond skin entirely and even live beyond it. The first Chabad Rebbe said that we can be living, so to speak, in a scaly snake skin. Our job is to liberate ourselves from that, as if we're escaping Egypt all over again. He explains in the Tanya, in every generation, and every day, a person is obliged to regard himself as if he had that day come out of Egypt. This refers to the release of the divine soul from the confinement of the body, the serpent's skin, in order to be absorbed into the unity of the light of the Ein Sof, blessed is he. Through occupation in the Torah and commandments in general, and in particular through accepting the kingdom of heaven during the recital of the Shema, wherein the person explicitly accepts and draws over himself his unity, blessed be he, when he says, the Lord is our God and the Lord is one. That's the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. I think we used this Sfas Emes before. It might be good for us to remind ourselves, though, on this Parsha. This verse makes these afflictions depend upon the skin. This is based on the verse that says, the Lord God fashioned garments of skin for the man and his wife, and God dressed them, it says in Genesis 3:21. The Midrash refers to a distinction between the garments of skin and the garments of light. It was because of sin that they came to be garbed in this coarse clothing, the skin of the snake. All of corporeality derives from there. Previously, they were in a spiritual state, as is said of the future. At the giving of the Torah to Israel was ready for this state. That is why it says of Moshe that the skin of his face shone, Exodus 34:29. He so redeemed skin that he was lit up through the shining speculum. But we did not remain at that rung. Therefore, the afflictions reappeared. The Midrash teaches that it was sin that made us again impaired. It is also known, however, that the skin is porous, containing many tiny holes. These allow the light to shine through its shells. Only sin clogs up these pores so that darkness covers the earth, Isaiah 62. That is why the leprous affliction is translated into Aramaic as siguru, or closing. Now we also understand why the purification rites are assigned to Aaron and his sons, the priests. It was they who set right the sin of the golden calf. This is the Sfat Emet. The Kedushat Levi complements this teaching from the Sfat Emet with the notion that getting out of one's skin means going beyond ourselves to serve God and others. Kedushas Levi writes, Avraham understood how to blend service of the Lord with being of service to the people among whom he lived. He knew how to get out of his skin and to spread the generous nature of which he was possessed far and wide. In doing so, he served his Creator with his entire personality. In this life, though, we're not going to fully get out of our skin, not all the time. That is what makes Parshat Tazria necessary in the first place. Largely, our job is to care for and purify the skin we have, using it to live the best we can in a broken and scary world. Rabbi Nachman taught that pure marital intimacy is what removes the inner tzarat, the snake skin that surrounds the soul. He said, one who attains absolute purity knows how to send forth the words of prayer like arrows from a bow. His whole being becomes suffused with the spirit of the Holy Shabbat. He is totally free. He reaches the ultimate enlightenment. He strips himself of his leprous body, the skin of the serpent, and is clothed instead in Shabbat garments, a holy body from the Garden of Eden. His guardian angel is raised high. He is blessed with wealth and joy. All the passion in his heart is for good. Depression and cynicism have no place. He has the power to go out into the world and bring life to those caught in the net of degraded passions and irrational fears. In their place, he inculcates them with the love of God and fear of heaven. The darkness is lifted from their eyes, and their eyes are so opened to wonders around them. So great is his power, it is as if he had created the world. Those whom he teaches learn the ways of prayer. Their pleas and entreaties become infused with deeper meaning and higher purpose. The hearts of men are purified, and the age of Mashiach begins to dawn. That's Rabbi Nachman. In some ways, it's unfortunate that we live in our flawed and fragile bodies, and that we're flawed and fragile on the inside too. The fact remains, though, that living like this, for better and for worse, is part of what it makes us human. Shabbat Shalom.